Chapter 7. Boy and Girl Love. Paul went to Willey Farm many times during the autumn. He made friends with the two younger Lever boys. Edgar kept his distance at first, and Miriam also did not let him approach her. She was deeply romantic by nature. Literature was important to her, and religion. She did not care much about being beautiful, and in general, she did not think highly of the male sex. But she saw in Paul a new type of male, quick and light, one who could be gentle and sad, who knew a lot, and who had had a death in the family. Gradually, he began to spend more time with Miriam. They had a common feeling for things in nature, flowers, trees, and birds. She and her mother admired his paintings and encouraged him. One dull afternoon, when the others were out, the girl said to him, hesitating, "Have you seen the swing?"
"No,"
he answered.
"Where?"
"Come," she said. "I'll show you." In the cowhouse, a great thick rope with a seat on the end hung from the roof. Paul sat down, eager to try it, then immediately rose.
"Come on, then, and have first go," he said to her.
"No, I won't go first," she answered.
"You go."
"All right," he said, sitting down again. "Watch this." In a moment, he was flying through the air, every bit of him swinging, diving like a bird in the pleasure of movement. He looked down at her. Her red woolen hat hung over her dark curls, and her beautiful warm face was lifted towards him. He gradually swung more slowly and jumped off.
"This swing's a real winner," he cried delightedly.
Miriam was amused that he took the swing so seriously.
"Don't you want to try it?"
asked Paul.
"Well, not much. I'll have just a little one."
He held the seat steady for her, then started her moving.
"Keep your feet up, or you'll hit the wall."
She felt him catch her and push her again, and was afraid. Again came his push, at just the right moment.
"Huh?"
she laughed in fear.
"No higher!"
"But you're not a bit high," he complained.
"But no higher!"
He heard the fear in her voice and stopped pushing. She felt sure he was going to push her again. But no, he left her alone. She swung more slowly and got down. Paul took her place and away he went. For a time, he was nothing but a body swinging in space. There was no part of him that did not swing. She could never lose herself like that. Later on, they talked. She was very dissatisfied with her life.
"Just because I'm a girl, why must I stay at home? Why am I not allowed to do anything? What chance do I have?"
"Chance of what?"
"Of knowing anything, of learning, of doing anything. It's not fair, just because I'm a woman."
"But it's as good to be a woman as a man," said Paul.
"Huh, is it? Men have everything."
"But what do you want?" he asked.
"I want to learn. Why must I know nothing?"
"You mean mathematics and French?"
"Yes. Why can't I learn mathematics?" she cried, her eyes widening.
Next time he went up to the farm, he found Miriam cleaning the kitchen.
"Ready to do some mathematics?"
he asked, taking a little book from his pocket.
"But He could see she was doubtful. You said you wanted to, he insisted. Yes, but tonight I wasn't expecting it. However, they made a start. Paul taught Miriam regularly. She had always studied the work from the week before, but things came slowly to her. He got angry with her, felt ashamed, continued the lesson, got angry again. She listened in silence. She rarely protested.
You don't give me time to learn it.
She was right. It was strange that no one else made him so angry. When he saw her suffering, again he felt pity. His painting was improving. Mr. Jordan had given him Wednesday afternoon off to go to the art school. He loved to sit at home, alone with his mother, at night, working and working. But when a drawing was finished, he always wanted to take it to Miriam. The Bestwood Library was open on Thursday evenings. Paul and Miriam were in the habit of meeting there when they changed their library books. Afterwards, Paul often went part of the way home with her. Always, when he went with Miriam, and it got rather late, he knew his mother was worrying and getting angry with him. She did not like Miriam. She felt that the girl was leading Paul away from her. She will never let him become a man. She never will, she thought. So when he was away with Miriam, Mrs. Morell got more and more annoyed. What are you so displeased about? He asked. Is it because you don't like her? I don't say I don't like her. But I don't agree with young boys and girls staying out late, and never did. He kissed her and went slowly to bed. He had forgotten Miriam. He saw only that his mother was somehow hurt. Sometimes, as they were walking together, Miriam put her arm shyly into his. But he always disliked it, and she knew this. He himself did not know what was the matter. He was so young, and their relationship was so unphysical. He did not know that he really wanted to press her to his breast, to reduce the ache there. He was too ashamed to recognize the fact that he might want her as a man wants a woman. Neither of them could face such an idea, and the purity of their feelings prevented even their first love kiss. It was as if she could scarcely accept the shock of physical love, while he was too shy and sensitive to give it.